Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Oneida, Illinois, with the Lady Tigers basketball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Excellent. Let's meet the Rova Lady Tigers basketball team.
Michaela Keener, senior, forward.
Kayla Baumgartner, senior, guard.
Becca Swanson, junior, guard.
Hannah Sheff, junior, guard.
Kenzie Delbeck, junior, forward.
Emma Jimenez, junior, forward.
Madison Norville, junior, forward.
Bailey Howard, junior, center.
Liz Stowe, junior, center.
Sydney DePaul, sophomore, forward.
Stormy Johnson, sophomore, guard.
Tina Fogelsong, sophomore, guard.
Aaron Holden, freshman, guard.
Sarah Hennenfent, freshman, forward.
Bailey Weedman, freshman, center.
Haley Howard, junior, forward.
The Rova Tigers girls basketball team, the FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week. Bob Gosch, the head coach of Rova, is here to talk with us a little bit. Bob, congratulations on having such great community support. I know some of the girls themselves went out and helped get signatures, but wow, to get 1,700 votes, you know, in a year where the wins are hard to come by, that's pretty cool to see.
That's awesome. We have great parent support. We have great community support. And, you know, after we got that win, we had such a huge, huge outpouring with all these votes and everything. And we had all these papers flying around, parents taking them to work. It was awesome.
You know, and ideally, if you go 25-1, that's a great thing to do. But when you've got a group that's really working hard for you, giving it everything they've got, just to get that one victory there last week had to be a pretty neat experience.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we talked about it in the locker room. You know, some of these girls are seniors even. It's been nearly 2 years since they got a varsity basketball win. So for them to finally get it and work so hard, it's been awesome to see, and you know, we're all excited.
A big part of sports is the friendships that you make and the relationships and the fun that you have, and it sounds like that's being accomplished here.
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's like all our girls get along really well. They all talk with each other, and you know, they pick each other up when they're down, and I mean, it's been a ton of fun.
Yeah, from the basketball standpoint, what are the things you know, you've still got a few weeks left before regionals. What are the things you're working to improve on?
We're still working on some fundamental things and some things that we want to see done on the offense. You know, we talk about driving the ball, getting to the hoop, getting to the foul line, and doing everything that we can that way so that, you know, we can compete and be in games longer, and they've been working on that really hard.
Yeah, when you have struggled, is it more a case of shooting the basketball or maybe taking care of it and avoiding turnovers?
A little bit of both, and like I said before, you know, we focus on what we're doing and what our fundamentals are. If we're not passing well, we work on that. If, you know, if we're not shooting well, we spend a lot of time shooting. So we're working on all those little things, and hopefully, you know, we put one together and got that win, and so hopefully more of them start coming our way.
Yeah. I mean, there's a number of sports now that, you know, that they keep doing. Do you have to recruit hard, or do they just decide they want to come in and play?
We still recruit pretty hard. You know, we're trying to instill this mentality that we want as many three-sport athletes as we can get. Yeah. Even if they're using this as kind of a gap between fall sport and a spring sport, I'm okay with that. You know, as long as we're keeping girls in the program, keeping athletes in the program, it's going to go well. And eventually, when the girls comes out, you end up seeing that they're starting to enjoy the sport and starting to have some fun.
Yeah. You mentioned illness, injury. I see one with a young lady with a cast on her right arm. Is that a basketball injury?
Yeah. She went to take a charge, fell back on her hand there. So had some unfortunate luck this year, but our girls have been great, not using that as an excuse.
Bob, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Dixon, Illinois. I went and graduated from Dixon.
Okay. And, been at Rova for how long?
This is my fourth year at Rova.
Very good. It's nice to meet you, Bob, and congratulations to the girls.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
All right, Bob Gosch, head coach of the Rova girls basketball team. The Lady Tigers are FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Family on three.
One, two, three.